Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The state of Iowa reports 21 more confirmed cases of COVID-19 for a total of 145. This comes the day after Governor Kim Reynolds announced the state's first death linked to the coronavirus outbreak. The victim, a resident of Dubuque County who was between 61 and 80 years old. Another news conference is planned for 2:30 this afternoon. Listen live here on Siouxland Public Media. Governor Pete Ricketts is urging Nebraska residents to quarantine themselves for at least 2 weeks if they recently traveled any place that has seen a large outbreak of the new coronavirus. That includes major U.S. cities like Denver and Kansas City. Governor Kristi Noem says South Dakota may be as much as 8 weeks away from the peak of COVID-19 and needs to continue limiting business activity even as the president considered laxing national guidelines. The Republican governor says she'll continue to support restrictions on businesses and social gatherings. She also said schools will remain closed until May 1st. And schools across the state of Iowa are following the governor's recommendation to call off classes for 4 weeks. For now, that means students in the Sioux City School District will not return until April 14th at the earliest. Superintendent Dr. Paul Gosman says the challenge is even more difficult for the class of 2020.
But those rites of passage that we go through in high school, they're missing out on so many of those because, of course, they happen in the spring semester of your senior year.
Dr. Gosman says there are about 1,000 students graduating this spring. Coming up today at noon on The Exchange, Dr. Gosman will answer a question about the potential for classes to be called off for the rest of the school year. The former head of Woodbury County Social Services is running for supervisor. Patty Erickson Putman of Pearson is seeking the seat currently held by Republican Rocky DeWitt of Lawton. He is running for re-election in District 5. The county paid a settlement of more than $180,000 to Erickson Putman after she filed a sexual discrimination and retaliation lawsuit. She says her salary was cut after she filed a state complaint over her treatment. She resigned almost 9 months ago. The deadline for other candidates to file is today at 5 p.m. The general election takes place on November 3rd. And Sioux City Council member Alex Waters says he does have mixed emotions when it comes to the state of Iowa's response to COVID-19. He applauds the decision to shut down schools and certain businesses, but would like to see more testing for the illness.
And I think that that's going to be important to really be able to gauge where we are at in this fight, especially as a state.
Waters says he's very concerned about people who are out of work and facing a financial crisis.
I've lost quite a bit of sleep just thinking about that and what we can do as a city to be proactive.
Waters says the city is looking at trying to not shut off utilities and to have people reach out if they can't pay past due bills. Waters says Sioux City has risen to adversity in the past, and he expects that to be the case with COVID-19 as well. You can hear more from Sioux City Councilmember Alex Waters next during The Exchange with host Mary Hartnett after this forecast from the KCAU 9 Weather Center.